breaking down film you were on hold before. You can get back in. We'll get you up. One news item that I tweeted about this morning when I saw it. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with him. But Mark Richt tweeted today that he suffered a heart attack. Apparently, I don't know if it was this morning. I don't know if it was last night. I don't know the time frame exactly involved. But he tweeted because he knew the news would break and he wanted to, you know, head some of that off. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with Mark Richt and that's a tough deal. And he's planning on getting back to work and everything apparently has worked out for the best. So good news after the initial bad news. Hey, let me tell you about my friend David Green. I don't think I've ever met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS, and you're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years, or you filed and you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the problem might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800 company and give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for 20 years. He knows all your options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property or garnished your wages or whether you have an audit coming up, David's got working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly find the right solution for you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. David Green fully understands the Fresh Start program. He can use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at Green Law does it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call David and his staff at 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's free. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. Greenlaw.legal. That's green with an E at the end. You know, again, here's the other thing. Dabo Swinney, as Rob wrote on Twitter, loves the underdog role. He loves that. You know, I think he's able to use that to his best advantage. You know, this lack of perceived lack of respect. You know, no one utilizes those type of motivational things better than Dabo Swinney. So I don't know why people are upset by it. I really don't, because again, that poll is meaningless. It doesn't matter. The only thing that counts is the committee's poll, which doesn't come out yet, you know, and that matters, but that only matters to extent too, because some of these teams are going to play each other. And I get the feeling of disrespect, but again, you have to understand that everything that's involved with this until you get to the point where the committee starts impacting it is nothing more than a subjective beauty contest. And it's just how you look on a week-to-week basis. And that's how they position you. Again, if you were ranking teams based on just this year, and I've done it, all right? I have my own top 10. I'll give you what my top 10 are based on just this year. Orlando, Coach Edge, and Tiger fan for life. I'm coming to you. But I would have LSU 1. Here's the AP poll. AP has Bama 1, LSU 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4, Oklahoma 5, Penn State 6, Florida 7, Notre Dame 8, Auburn 9, Georgia 10. Here's the road rage top 10 as of now. LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Bama 4, Oklahoma 5, Oregon 6, Utah 7, Notre Dame 8, Penn State 9, and Florida 10. I don't have Georgia in the top 10 at all. I have Oregon and Utah in the top 10. I have LSU 1. I have Ohio State 2. I have Bama 4. Bama's done nothing that has particularly impressed me this year. Nothing. Again, that's not to say Bama can't win it. But if you just base it off what's happened this year, the absolute deserving number one is LSU. It's inarguable. They beat Florida, and they beat Texas at Texas, which may not mean much by the end of the year, because apparently Kansas can do that too, or nearly. But for now, it still carries a little weight. Orlando, let's try again. What's going on, Orlando?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Spotty cell phone service.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, the great positive for South Carolina is that those kids are, if anything, the last 2 weeks, they're performing to the best of their ability or maybe overperforming. They bought in, and they are, the effort the last 2 weeks, man, if you're a South Carolina fan, you got to be the happiest that you've ever been. But I know that part of being a South Carolina fan forever has been, you know, being part of being identified with the downtrodden. And hopefully, you know, Muschamp will change that to an expectation of winning every week. And I really hope that as growing up a Carolina fan, I really hope that every week that program can hope to win. But I think that what should happen is that officiating crew should be sat down. They should have a backup crew when something like this happens, and that you don't call a game next week, and they break up that crew because nobody said anything. When you can hold a guy's jersey for 5 seconds and run down the field and nothing being called, I mean, it's just, we love the game, Walt, because everybody has to play by the same rules, and it's supposed to be called as fair as humanly possible, which is not perfection.
Right.
But none of that happened. None of that happened in that game. If you're a fan of football, a lot of times I'll be watching a game and I'll be upset, so upset in the officiating, I don't even have a dog in the fight because it's obviously a slight against the other team. You know, and it gives them a competitive advantage. Because when I've coached basketball for 10 years. And one of these days, I'm going to coach football too. But I always tell my players, never leave it up to the refs. You go out there and you dominate to a point where it's never in doubt. But sometimes on a wet field when it's pouring down rain or in a close game, calls matter. And calls mattered in that game. That game would have been a heck of a lot closer if it went for those calls. That's just disappointing as a fan. I want to see good games on Saturday. I just want to see good games on Saturday. You know, if I'm taking my time to watch a game, I want in a good game the officials are invisible. And unfortunately, that was not true this weekend. The officiating was so horrible. Yeah, I mean, people should have been throwing bowling balls on the field. As far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
you know? that's how terrible they were. Another thing, while you're talking about the Clemson, you know, Clemson is playing. Are they playing 80 freshmen and sophomores? Isn't that true? Something like that.
Yeah.
Some ridiculous about 8
underclassmen.
You got all these players that have graduated to the NFL. This is a great program. This program is rolling now. But Dabo is developing players now, and nobody should be upset, you know, about the rankings. I mean, because they could have easily lost that game against Carolina. And this is my one slight. And maybe if I ever get to the D1 level or I'm in the athletic director's job, that's my dream job, is to one day get out of the office and get to what I love, which is sports. I don't understand how playing Charlotte makes you better, playing the 49ers. I don't understand how Wofford makes you better. And then you go play a team that's maybe not really good, that's going through a resurrection process, and they got really good athletes. You know, you're playing a high school team the week before, then you go play a really tough team that smacks you in the mouth and that has probably the best game that they're going to have all year. Clemson is lucky that they haven't lost, that they don't have a loss in their column right now. And all they have to do is win. Well, get better every week. But I just have my doubts. When you're playing cupcakes, it helps you get well. It helps you. But, I mean, you got to think about, and this is for all of the top 25, they have cupcakes on their schedule. I would love to see a college playoff where a two-loss team could win a championship, that you don't have to do this beauty contest every week, that you play real football games every week, that you don't play cupcakes, you don't play high school teams on your schedule to try to make your – because you try to – well, right where it is now, you're manufacturing a 7-0. Well, if you got four cupcakes on your schedule – 7-0 doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but
you haven't played anybody.
Yeah, but Orlando, if you're talking about Clemson, you know, Clemson plays South Carolina OC every year, and they also extend and go play another SEC school, Texas A&M, and that'll change over time. But you know, Clemson can't really help the fact that their league this year is down.
Oh, it's
and it's down.
It's awful.
It's down. You know, I'm going to talk about this a little later, but you know, I hear people talk about the Coastal all the time, the Coastal this, the Coastal that. In my opinion, with the exception of Clemson, I think the Coastal is far better than the Atlantic. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I think the Atlantic is the division that stinks. I mean, you have Clemson and nothing. I mean, Wake Forest is pretty good offensively, but do I think Wake Forest, and look, I picked them third in that division before the year, but do I think they're the second best team in the league? No, I think the second and third best teams are both in the Coastal. Maybe the fourth, too. And
I mean, my thing is, you look at strength of schedule, man. It is terrible, but and you can't control that. All you can control is what you do on the field.
Well,
you
that's
can't
right.
How bad your opponents
right.
are.
And look, the ACC is going to come back because there are a lot of talented young quarterbacks in the ACC. Some of them were on display this past weekend. I'll get to that a little bit later.
But like I said, I want to see good football, man. And I don't want to see the refs mar a game. And I want people to just be happy for Clemson. I mean, Clemson has a powerhouse program. That's second only to Alabama.
Yep.
I mean, all the talented kids want to come to Clemson. Clemson is all about culture now. He's that guy that threw the punch riding back on the manager's bus, and that was a long 6-hour ride. I'm sure he won't be doing that anytime soon.
Yep.
That is a great thing. Also, is at Louisville. Louisville is going through they're 22 scholarship players down. They've come in there to gut that program and change the culture in there. They have a get right board. That if they miss a class or they're late for a meeting. They got a board that says they can't get right, and they put their name on there, and everybody's got to watch it. That is accountability and growing men, and that's
no,
at
no
the
question.
End of the day.
Yep.
That's what Dabo's doing at Clemson, and that's what every college coach should be doing. That's what every college program should be doing is developing men to go out and be more productive in society.
Thank you, Linda.
Have a great one, Walt.
You know, a texter wrote me, Rona, and he wrote, Oregon above Auburn, right? Yeah, right. Because I think Oregon's a better team than Auburn right now. Or, you know, I know they played head-to-head in game one, and let's be honest, Oregon was the better team. Anyone who watched the game, I think, knows Oregon was the better team. Auburn somehow found a way to win, so you credit them for that. But Auburn's since then played Tulane, Kent State, A&M, Mississippi State, lost against the one real team they played, Florida, and beat Arkansas. You know, Oregon this past weekend went to Washington and won. That's a better win than anything that Auburn has on the schedule other than the Oregon game. And again, you get to a point in the season where it's not just about head-to-head competition anymore. It's about the totality of who you are and what you are. And quite honestly, what we've seen from Auburn is on the road with Bo Nix, they can't win. Not against a real team. I don't mean against Arkansas. I mean, 11 people from this building could win against Arkansas. I'm talking about against a real team. Nix has struggled on the road against real teams. You know who didn't struggle? Justin Herbert. Oregon's just better than Auburn right now. They just are. If they played right now, there's no doubt in my mind Oregon would win. And I think the Pac-12 is not getting the respect it deserves because I think Oregon and Utah are both absolutely top 10 teams. I have one question about Utah, and it's the health of Huntley, and I don't have an answer to that yet. But trust me when I tell you, I still think there's a really good chance the Pac-12 makes the playoff. A really good chance. Texas said Oregon should have won 31-17. Yeah, I mean, I just think anyone who watched that game probably came away thinking the better team lost. And I think since that point, I think Oregon has gotten better, and Auburn has just sort of stagnated. And I think part of it is just because of the young quarterback. I mean, there's been, you know, replacing Bo Nix and that type of thing. You're not replacing Justin Herbert at Oregon. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick can make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info. It's nicklaverylaw.com. That's Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y. Quick break. Coach Edge and Tiger Fan for Life, I know you guys have been holding forever. It's the nature of a Monday show in football season. I'll be right to you when we get back.
Hey, Tiger fans. ClemsonTigers.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, schedules, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Whether you want to find a volleyball or soccer schedule, buy a shirt for the game, or find the game day guide, you'll find it all there. So be sure and check out ClemsonTigers.com today, and you'll be set for your next visit to Clemson.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. Lakeside Lodge is a Clemson fan's dream, being surrounded by fellow Tigers with easy access to Death Valley. Our team is going all in to bring Lakeside Lodge to you with the best views, amenities, and location Clemson has to offer. Schedule a hard hat tour today or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Opening soon, Lakeside Lodge, a one-of-a-kind development for a one-of-a-kind town.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Is your home overgrown with things you can't seem to part with? Or waiting on a bigger home to fill? Are you between houses and don't know where to put the excess? MakeSpace Storage is your answer. With watertight storage units, fencing, and a security system, you can rest easy knowing your belongings are safe waiting for that next move, even if you aren't. Mention the Roar for $59 per month on an 8x20 unit for the first 3 months, normally $69. Located at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, visit MakeSpaceEasley.com to reserve.
S.H. Carter is a family-owned and locally operated construction and demolition company here to go to work for you. With over 50 years of experience, the Carter last name is associated with quality construction, high expectations, honesty, and integrity. As members of the Carolinas, AGC, and National Association of Demolition Contractors, give them a call today to get a jump start on your project or roll-off container rental. 864-295-3943 and online at shcarterinc.com. That's shcarterinc.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
George Coleman Ford is rolling out fall with the 2019 F-150 blowout sale. This month, they'll meet or beat any out-the-door written offer by any of their local competitors on similarly equipped 2019 F-150s, like a 2019 F-150 XLT Super Cab with power equipment and sync. Bluetooth MSRP is $38,920. On sale this month for only $28,999. The October price match only at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest.
Price match is only applicable on similar in-stock units. Current incentives good through October 31st. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, from the mountains of fame. into the river so deep.
River so deep.
I must be looking for something.
Walter Tule Red Rage, we are back. Coach Edge, Tiger fan for life, come right to you. It's officially football season. Fall is really here. It's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features Beautyrest and Serta and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Mattress is up to 75% off every day. Don't pay retail. Trust me, if you want the most affordable quality mattress humanly possible, there is only one place you can go, and that's the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. Everything else is way higher priced, period, across the board. So you want the most affordable sleep, you want 13,000 mattresses to get the right one for you, and memory foam, Serta, Beautyrest, anything you want, get to the Mattress Outlet. Their experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123, right across from Chick-fil-A. You will thank me later. All right, one more time. Coach Edge and Tiger Fan for Life, I'll come right to him. I have a lot of more college football and NFL stuff to get to today. We apparently need to go to midnight. But the AP poll, once again, Bama 1, LSU 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4, Oklahoma 5, Penn State 6, Florida 7, Notre Dame 8, Auburn 9, Georgia 10. There's way too much SEC crap in there for me. I heard some of the SEC propagandists on the four-letter network that I – oh, man. My poll right now, LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Bama 4, Oklahoma 5, Oregon 6, Utah 7, Notre Dame 8, Penn State 9, and Florida 10. The best game I saw all weekend by far was Oregon at Washington. Both teams played at a really high level. You had two pro quarterbacks going at it. They combined for 7 touchdown passes and no interceptions. They played flawless football. It was back and forth. Washington had a lead. Justin Herbert led his team back. You know, he has no real wide receivers to speak of, none. He lost his best weapon, his tight end, and yet he led his team back anyway on the road to win. And I think that really demonstrated something in the process. So when I look at it, I think that, to me, I think Oregon and Utah are clearly two of the 10 best teams in the country. I think the question is, is the best of those two teams amongst the top four? And I think by end, they might be. I think they might be. I think they're as good as any teams I've seen. The question now, there are two major injury questions in college football right now. One is the health of Tua. The other is the health of Tyler Huntley. If you missed it, Tua had the same ankle procedure done that he had last year, done surgery, except this time on the other ankle. Last year, there were 29 days from the time he played till the time he needed to play again next. Nick Saban last year said that the recovery period of this injury with this surgery, in their mind, was 2 weeks. He has 20 days until the LSU game. Saban is being noncommittal about his recovery time in this instance. One thing is clear. Once again, he has an injury. Once again, he has an injury. Edge. We lost him. I think he's right back there. And the question is, does that injury get compounded as it did against Georgia? When you're injured, you are more vulnerable to being further injured. It's just that simple. His mobility last year, the second half of last year, was down to zero. He couldn't move at all. The Tua we've been watching this year has been healthy and free moving. He extends plays. He's a magician. But what will Tua look like now off of this ankle procedure? I think it's impossible to know. If you had asked me, does a healthy Tua playing at home beat LSU? I would say yes. Just because I think LSU still would have struggled with those 5 at Bama round one future receivers. But a less than healthy Tua? Now I'm not sure at all. I'm not sure at all. I think it throws that game completely up for grabs and maybe even in LSU's direction. And then the Huntley injury, which I'm not even clear what it is. It was a calf injury of some sort. I think Utah's playing the best football in the Pac-12. I think maybe by a wide margin, but it's all dependent on Huntley. Huntley is an incredibly special college quarterback. He has been nothing short of brilliant this year. Brilliant. And Utah needs him to reach that level. I've been suggesting for some weeks now that I see an 11-1 Utah team play an 11-1 Oregon team for the Pac-12 title, and the winner of that conference getting a lot of juice off of that game. And I think you're set up for that. There were two things that had to happen, and they were basically the same thing. Oregon and Utah were both going to have to go to Washington and win, which I think is an extremely difficult place to play, which Oregon found out the other day, but they found a way to do it. Utah is going to have the same challenge. They won't be able to do it without a healthy Tyler Huntley. They will be able to do it, in my estimation, with a healthy Tyler Huntley. So I have both Oregon and Utah as top 10 teams because, quite honestly, I think they're better than Florida. I think they're better than Penn State. I think they're better than Notre Dame. For example, I think they're better than those teams. I think they're better than Auburn. Sorry. I think they're better than Georgia. Edge and Tiger Fan 420 for life. Edge, how you doing, Edge?
Doing good, man. How you doing, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you hanging in there with me.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate you getting me in. Man, them high ankle sprains are nothing to play with. They can linger without. The only way to really heal them is rest. And any type of a tweak, you can think you're back, and then one type tweak sets you back another 2 weeks. I think it's good for them. I believe they have Arkansas this week, so they should not need him.
Well, again, this is why they perform this surgery that they do. You know, they act like they're the ones who originated this surgery. I've had people in Greenville, South Carolina, tell me they're full of crap, that medical people say they've been doing it for years. So,
doing it already.
Right. But regardless, what it's supposed to do is mean that, you know, in 2-3 weeks, you're good to go and that you're back to normal. But you're not back to normal. You're just not. You're not going to be. He's probably not going to be normal again the rest of this year, at least until the playoff. And that assumes that he doesn't suffer any other injury. You know, like Georgia. Georgia
called it out last year.
Right. Georgia complicated his injury situation last year. And you can be sure that LSU is going to try and complicate his injury this year.
I agree. I wonder about LSU's defense. I know their offense is light years ahead of what they have been.
Yep.
I totally agree with your top 10 rankings, man. However, that being said, I think with the eye test, to me, Ohio State looks better on both sides of the ball as LSU, so I may go OSU, LSU, then Clemson, Bama.
Resume. Right. See, that's the one thing. See, I don't disagree with what you just said. But LSU has the at Texas and the Florida game, whereas Ohio State doesn't have a game like that. We're to find out about State in a big dose because they're going to get Wisconsin, Penn State, and at Michigan. And so, you know, their schedule
is going to be a little ticked off.
They are. So their schedule is going to get dramatically more difficult, and we're going to find out exactly. Now, if they come through those three games and they look good in doing it, well, there you'll have your number one team going into the playoff, in all likelihood. I mean, unless LSU goes unbeaten and goes to Alabama and wins.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, and I got a few points I want to get to, so I'll try to go as fast as I can. I know you got people on hold. Biggest upset in college football this year. My son asked me the question Saturday. He kind of thought Carolina over Georgia. I kind of think Illinois over Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, it's Illinois and Wisconsin, without question.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that was the biggest upset.
I mean, Wisconsin was a 31-point favorite. It's the biggest spread loss. It's the biggest spread upset involving a Big Ten team in over a quarter century.
Yep, I'd agree with that. Hey, as far as the last caller goes, man, I wish him the best with his dreams and all of that, you know, as far as coaching. But him asking about, you know, us scheduling Charlotte's and the Wofford's of the world or whatever and all of that, and he basically answered his own question when he brought up the fact that we have 80 freshmen and sophomore. sophomores or whatever. And, you know, Dabo's not into the beauty contest type thing. He's into getting players playing time in game time situations, which you cannot simulate in practice. I don't care what you do at practice. But the comeback on him will be, well, what about them scheduling Charleston Southern, and I believe they have Chattanooga coming up, and then an App State who may beat them.
Yeah, well, you know, I should point out that Orlando is he loves Clemson too. He's a Clemson fan. So just to be clear, he's not anti Clemson. He was just making some points and trying to get them all in. He's a smart guy too.
Okay, cool. All right, it sounded like and I wish him the best too with what you know his hopes and aspirations of what he wants to do, because man, I tell you what, it's just absolutely rewarding to be on the sideline and to coach young kids and to watch them grow as not only young men but as football players, and to go on and do greater things in life, both on the football field and humanitarily. One big question I have for you, and I feel like I know the answer, is there any scenario, man, where the Tigers can go 13-0 and get locked out?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that, because I've had other people on the text line who have asked me that as well. None that I can think of. I just don't see how, if you have a defending national champion who runs their whole schedule, regardless of who it was against, and gets to that point, I don't see how you can leave them out of the playoff.
Yeah.
It would certainly open up the talks for expansion in a hurry, though. You know,
I can see undefeated Ohio State, undefeated Oklahoma, undefeated SEC champion, and then it would basically come down to us with a one loss non-SEC champion being that Georgia or, yeah. Well, I guess it'd be two losses.
Yeah, here's the thing. Georgia has really damaged themselves in that regard. Assuming Clemson goes to Columbia and wins, then I think you'd be hard-pressed to put Georgia over Clemson in any scenario. Unless they're a one-loss SEC champion, in which case that would devalue the other teams that did not win the championship. You know, it's just so funny. We're doing the same thing with the SEC that we did last year. You know, it's the same exact thing.
And the year before that.
But remember, Bama was the greatest team of all time last year. Apparently, once again, they're the greatest team of all time. And Georgia was the second best team of all time because they managed to lose close to the greatest team of all time. The only problem with that little plan was that Bama got slaughtered by Clemson in the national championship game, and Georgia got eviscerated by Texas, who really isn't any good.
They weren't motivated to be there, Walt.
Yeah, I know. Every time they lose,
they're not motivated
to
be there.
They weren't motivated to be there.
It's not that they got beat by a better team or they just played badly. Hey, two real quick questions. Well, I guess maybe one just a statement and then a question about our boy Tavion Feaster.
Quick, I got to run.
The whole beauty pageant thing. All right, the whole beauty pageant thing that you're saying, that's really good. I believe the caller that was supposed to be whatever his name was, but was someone else. I do believe it's a Clemson fatigue, and I do believe that we get penalized for our beauty pageant contestants being uglier than other teams' beauty pageant contestants. But I also believe with you saying, hey, man, win, and we'll be there. Question, take it off air. In hindsight, did Tavion Feaster make the right decision by going to South Carolina per his dream of being an NFL running back and him putting up 170-something yards this week against a staunch Florida defense? I don't know that he would have had that same opportunity at Clemson with the running back stable that we have. So I wonder what you think about that, you know, in retrospect. Did Tavion Feaster, not for Clemson, not for South Carolina, but for the young man Tavion Feaster,
did he make
the right decision?
I got to run. I'll address it on the other side. Appreciate the call. All right, when we get back, it is Tiger Fan for Life. I apologize. Been hanging on for an hour. And then Philip and Greg, Tiger Fan for Life. The first thing I am doing when we get back is I'm going right to you. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, humans have been shaving for 5,000 years, from flint tools to shark teeth.
still using those in West Virginia. To the first copper razor, we always knew the great shave came down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Aries doesn't add any gimmickry features to their razors. They're not trying to boost the price on you with these ridiculous gimmicks. Harry's offers you the best shave on earth. You get the basics of a great shave. You get the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, and the travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. What I love most about a Harry shave is the flexible hinge glides right across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns. Look, Harry's gives you the essential. Durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. They cut out the middleman. They bought the German factory that makes the finest steel and grinds it into the sharpest blades. They offered you the best guarantee in the industry. And then there's this. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. I have no idea, if you've not done this, why you wouldn't take this offer. None. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Listen to High School Football on the Roar Friday nights, hosted by Kwok and Donnell Clark, and be a part of the weekly high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. Brought to you locally by Clemson Allstate agent Friar Dixon. Allstate, are you in good hands?
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Kwok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a 6-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
There are many reasons why we use Upstate Service Solutions at the station and why I use them in my own home. Straightforward pricing, honesty, integrity, and trust. They're an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, and Upstate Service Solutions consistently gets 5-star ratings from their customers. They're the HVAC dealer you want for your home. Trust me when I tell you, Upstate Service Solutions will work for you. Call 423-3606. Upstate Service Solutions.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Tiger fans, for every home game, it's Alley to the Valley, courtesy of the City of Seneca. Park for free and tailgate near Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. Then take a free bus to Seneca Creek Meadows, then a shuttle to the Valley. It starts 2 hours before kickoff and runs every 30 minutes plus 90 minutes postgame, with security on site. For details and more info, go to Facebook, Alley to the Valley at Seneca, South Carolina, or the Seneca website at seneca.sc.us.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson. Tiger Boulevard, across from Publix. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
Football fans, watch the ACC Network with Northland. And signing up for Northland Video gives you the ability to take the game with you, no matter where you are, with Watch TV everywhere. Plus, Northland's launched internet speeds up 1 gig throughout Clemson, so everyone in the household can stream, surf, and shop online. Power your home with laptops, tablets, printers, smartphones, home security systems, and gaming consoles all online, all at the same time. So go ahead and connect, surf, and stream the game in seamless high-speed bliss. 1 gig delivers the speed you need for all things online. Visit GetNorthland.com or call 888-NORTHLAND to learn more now. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Visit GetNorthland.com/offers for details.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
3,800 women in South Carolina will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. During the month of October, the Roar offers limited edition wristbands for a $5 donation. 100% of proceeds benefit the All In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research and Prevention in the Upstate. Grab yours today at any of our live shows or pick one up at a Carolina Alliance Bank location near you. Powdersville, Anderson, Easley, Greenville, Spartanburg, Hendersonville, or Asheville. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
1, 2, 3, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to Moe's indeed. You know, on a Moe Monday, which last time I checked is today, for $6.99, you can get a burrito, chip, salsa, and a drink. Those are 1980s prices, people. What are you doing for dinner? You feeling bad on a Monday? You want to feel better about yourself? So you walk into Moe's and they yell, "Welcome to Moe's." And then you get the food. 20 plus fresh ingredients, salsa made in-house. Football season's here. Let Moe's cater your tailgate. You want to be the hit of your get-together? Oh, yeah. New steak and queso trio. A new sirloin steak burrito, bowl, or quesadilla topped with 2 times the queso. New Moe's. There's a brand new Moe's in Spartanburg. And by the way, we're being heard in Spartanburg. There's a brand new Moe's with new decor, new Moe's logo. It's the coolest store ever. You Spartanburg people, you aware of this? You hip to this? Go see them. 449 East Main Street in Spartanburg. You will thank me later. There are 12 upstate locations of Moe's to serve you. Get to one today. And you will thank me later.
Welcome to Moe's!
Welcome to Moe's indeed. You know, Ramona, Jay wrote that I killed Vegas again this weekend on Twitter earlier. You know, let me get to Tiger Fan for Life first, because he's been holding forever. Tiger Fan 420 for Life. I appreciate you hanging in.
Hey, Walt, what's going on? I just wanted to talk to you real quick about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So everyone's, you know, just kind of upset or diminishing the way he plays and everything. And I was thinking about Sam Darnold, and I heard, I'm not saying that, you know, I think Jesse Palmer is the most, I mean, he knows what he's talking about, but Jesse Palmer the other night compared him and how Sam Darnold, the year before he went to the NFL and got drafted by the Jets, he was just kind of like trusting his arm and just would throw a pass or two here and there that would just get intercepted because it was a bad play. And I feel like Trevor does that now, but that, like, Trevor can't go to the draft until after next year. So, I mean, I feel like he's ahead of Sam Darnold. Now, I'm not saying I don't think Sam Darnold is going to be like, you know, like Tom Brady or, you know, anything like that, Aaron Rodgers. But I feel like, you know, I mean, do you see that comparison? Like, I mean, you know more about Sam Darnold than I do.
Well, I mean, I think they're two very different guys. He isn't wrong in that Darnold struggled with interceptions. Darnold threw a lot of balls just up for grabs. I think with Trevor, it's more a patience thing. You know, Darnold even had some quality of throw issues in that year. And his arm strength is pedestrian by NFL standards. I think that this team was so big play oriented last year and came into this season thinking we have everybody back on offense. These guys are all a year older, that we would hit the ground flying and that we were going to big play people to death. But people watch film, right? You know, they watch film. They learn more about Trevor. They learn more about what Clemson wanted to do. And they're not stupid either. So they're trying to take it away. And so he has seen a lot of too high safety looks. He's seen more zone coverage. And I think that's what teams are trying to do to him this year. So the way to fix it is just to be more patient. It's to take what they give you. It's to take the checkdowns. It's to kill them slowly before you kill them over the top. And, you know, and I realize what Clemson wants to do, but like I said, it's hard to just throw the ball vertically into a too high safety look.
Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay, so if you had to compare Trevor, like, right now to any quarterback that's, you know, in recent memory or right now in the NFL, who would you compare him to? I understand what you're saying. I feel like he rushes a lot, too. That's kind of – I just think he just slings it and just – he's just kind of like – sometimes you don't get a good protection and sometimes he just trusts his arm too much, but –
Well, he's only a sophomore, you know. So that's what people need to remember.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore.
That's what I was saying when I compared him to Darnold. Like, yep. I mean, Darnold, he elected the year before he left. I mean, I think he threw like 15 picks.
He did.
Won the Rose Bowl the year before that. Yeah. Yep. And Trevor's on the pace to maybe. I mean, I don't think he'll throw 15. He might throw 12 or 11 or 13. But I mean, you know, so who like would you? I mean, I'm not saying to compare him, but like, is there anyone similar like? Attributes or the way he just looks to you that you would compare it, like not now in the league, but maybe even like recently. And
yeah, let me think about that for a minute, Tiger Fan for Life. I appreciate the call. Good job. I appreciate you hanging in there too. You know, normally again, somebody comes immediately to mind, but you know, he's a little bit unique in that he's sort of right at the historical cutoff from a height standpoint of guys that succeed in the National Football League. And there's a reason for that. Because when you get to be 6'7" or beyond, you have too many moving parts. The release is too slow. It's hard to sync up your lower body mechanics and the length of your delivery. Those are all issues that taller quarterbacks face. In a way, there are some similarities to a couple of guys playing on the West Coast and the two guys we watched Saturday in the Washington-Oregon game. From a body type standpoint and an arm strength standpoint, he's actually sort of close to those two guys, Justin Herbert and Eason. I mean, those two guys are both going to be NFL quarterbacks. Herbert might be the first pick in the draft. He will be, in my estimation. And I came away really impressed. That's the best I've ever seen Eason play on Saturday. The game Eason played against Oregon, that's the best I ever saw him play, ever. At Georgia, at Washington, I watched him all year. He was completing 56% of his throws coming in this game, but he looked like a completely different guy. He looked like he was ready for the challenge. And in terms of spinning it and ball velocity, Eason was firing the ball on Saturday against Oregon. I mean, he looked great. From a body type standpoint, from an arm talent standpoint, he's similar to those two guys. There's nobody in the NFL right now that immediately comes to mind for me in terms of a comparison. I need to think about it a little because again, he's unique in that he's 6'6" and he has an elite arm. And as I said, the guys that are playing football right now that he most resembles from a physical structure, from an arm talent standpoint, are actually the two guys who played in that game, in that Oregon-Washington game. Texas says Carson Wentz. A little. I mean, Wentz is the same type of guy. And Wentz is still, you know, I think he's still trying to figure things out after his injuries, but a little. That's not bad. From an NFL standpoint, it's probably as close as you'll get. I think that that both guys have pretty good mobility. So that's not a bad comparison, Texter 498. Philip, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, Philip. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Thank you. Fan of the show, listen to you in the evening, listen to Mickey in the morning. Long-time Clemson fan.
Welcome in, Philip.
Question I've got for you is, with Tua's latest injury, and, of course, you said he injured his other ankle last year, had surgery. Do you think Saban's pushing him too much, or he's pushing himself? And what's that going to do to his draft stock when he goes to the NFL?
Yeah, I think Saban has had a history of pushing players. I mean, I think that's well known in NFL circles. I think if Saban pushed Tua, it was actually after the injury last year when he kept saying he was fine and everybody knew he wasn't fine. I don't think that, we'll have to see how this thing plays out this year in terms of, I don't think the injury will impact his draft status though. I think if his draft position winds up sliding a little, it's going to be because he's 6'1.5" and because he's viewed more as a point guard type distributor of the ball. When you finally break down his skill set and you get him away from all the wide receiver talent. And I think that'll be the case. I think he will suffer a little bit in that regard, which is why I don't think he'll be the number one pick. I think it'll be Herbert.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, do you think Saban, if Clemson and Bama show up again in the national championship, do you think Saban will use the same excuse that they were tired, they were worn out?
if he loses, he will. No, if he loses, he's probably polishing those up right now because he can see this thing potentially ending badly. That defense is not great. They can't get after the quarterback. They were 80th in sacks a couple weeks ago. I don't know what they are right now. And they've had some offensive line issues too. The run game hasn't been great. I mean, Alabama this year is Tua and those wide receivers. That's what they are. And if they can outscore you in that way, they can beat you. And any injury to anybody in that group is potentially devastating. So, yeah, this is a big injury. The Jones kid is not going to lead Alabama to a national title.
No, I agree. Had a listened to a guy call in yesterday talking about what's going to happen when these receivers go to the NFL, Tua goes to the NFL, and it's like Alabama starting all over again next year.
Right, there's something to that. Hey, Philip, I have to run. I appreciate the call, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Philip. Let me tell you about Clemson's best ice cream. By the way, Ron, I'm craving that Carolina almond coffee. Let's all scream for Clemson's ice cream, made with all the good stuff, the cream, the milk, the fruits, the nuts, grown in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. We're talking about sold by the pint and homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, and Carolina almond coffee, the newest flavor. My only issue with Clemson's best ice cream, I want it in bigger containers.
Bigger containers.
I do. I want more of it. Hey, listen, go to any of these fine retailers, Ingles Market, Hubbard Young Pharmacy, Bilo in Pendleton, Seneca, the Smoking Pig in Pendleton, Figs Cafe and Pharmacy. You can't get better than the best. Clemson's best ice cream. People write me every day, man. It is. It's just unbelievable. And the Carolina almond coffee is the greatest coffee ice cream I've ever had. And I'm a coffee ice cream connoisseur. Bengal John, you're up first.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Season tickets to see your Clemson men's basketball team are currently on sale by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Coach Brad Brunell and the Tigers are coming off winning a gold medal for Team USA this summer and have a great home schedule in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers open the season with an ACC game versus Virginia Tech this year. So be sure and order your season tickets today.
The Boston College Eagles fly into Death Valley Saturday for homecoming. Join Walt Friday from 3 till 7 at George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest, previewing the game and serving up Papa John's pizza. Road Rage with Walt live Friday from 3 to 7 at George Coleman Ford.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
Between football season, the MLB playoffs, and the start of the NBA and NHL seasons, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. That's promo code RADIO to double your cash. Visit MyBookie.ag today. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Join Kwok and Kelly live on location at Onward Reserve, downtown Clemson on Thursday, October 24th from noon till 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza, free Clemson's best ice cream, and get the chance to donate to Tigers for Tatas for breast cancer research. Grab a t-shirt or a band and help fund life-saving mammograms and breast cancer research throughout the upstate. Thursday, October 24th from noon till 3 p.m. Don't miss it. Kwok and Kelly live on location at Onward Reserve, 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson.